Governor Susana Martinez signed off last month on a plan to use $46 million from school cash reserves to fill part of this year's budget gap. Education spending here has not recovered from the 2008 recession, and as oil and gas revenues continue to stagnate, schools are bracing for more cuts. For KUNM's People Power and Democracy Project, Hannah Colton has more.
Make sure you put your glasses on and be safe, okay?
There's more traffic than usual through Burton Fisher's auto mechanics shop on a recent Friday. Dozens of 8th graders are visiting Bernalillo High School to check out their options for next year.
In Auto 1, you're going to learn the fundamentals of how to be safe. And how.
Fisher hands a brave volunteer a chunk of metal and shows him how to use a grinder.
And you push it, it creates all these little sparks.
The school offers four different auto classes to the high schoolers,
which they can actually be certified by the time they leave high school with an automotive certification of completion.
In a recent survey, about 40% of incoming Bernalillo 8th graders said they were highly interested in auto mechanics as a career pathway. But they may not all get their choice. The school may have to cut back its career and technical ed teachers to half-time or less. This mid-year round of budget cuts affects all districts and charter schools that have more than 3% of their budget in cash. Last year, the Bernalillo School District had around 11% in cash reserves. But Finance Director John Baby says most of that cash is essential to daily operations.
The absolute minimum that Bernalillo can even function on is 7.5%. When we fall below 7.59%, we can't even make our final payrolls in July.
Like most public school districts in New Mexico, Bernalillo gets a lot of federal funds to help pay for things like teacher salaries in high-poverty schools and special education. Those federal dollars flow through the state public education department, and getting reimbursed can take months. So Bernalillo fronts that money out of its cash reserves. This is the same pot of money that Governor Susana Martinez last month referred to as a slush fund. Bernalillo Superintendent Alan Tapia prides himself on running a fiscally responsible district. So to him, that description is offensive.
I looked it up, and it says, slush fund, a reserve of money used for illicit purposes, especially political bribery. We don't have a slush fund here. Every dollar that we have in this district is to educate children.
Public education makes up more than 40% of New Mexico's nearly $6 billion budget. But unlike other states that tie school funding to local property taxes, New Mexico, since the 1970s, has had a centralized system. It distributes state funds to districts and charter schools based on their enrollment and adjusts for factors like small school size. It's designed so that kids all across the state can get a similar education. For administrators like Alan Tapia, the big problem now is not how money gets doled out, but that there's just not enough to go around.
Public schools in the state of New Mexico are not being sufficiently funded. And that is actually in the Constitution, which indicates that public schools will be sufficiently funded.
A 2008 study by the American Institute of Research found New Mexico schools were underfunded at the time by $350 million, about 15% across the board. And while state education appropriations have been creeping upward since the recession ended, critics say when you take inflation into account, it's not nearly enough. There are two ongoing lawsuits against PED for this alleged underfunding. Democratic lawmakers have proposed ways to raise revenue specifically for education, tap into the land-grant permanent fund, for one, or let voters decide whether to slightly increase the property tax. PED did not respond to repeated requests for an interview, but made its position clear in a note criticizing one of these proposals this month. It wrote to lawmakers, quote, "It is not always about the money, but rather how it is spent." For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
The People Power and Democracy Project examines ethics, transparency, and accountability in state government. It's funded by the Thornburg Foundation and by contributions from KUNM listeners. Find out more online. KUNM.org.